Curtis and Lewis podcast. My name's Steve Rowley, it's with Roderick News at Curtis UK. This is our 11th podcast. And, well, we thought for today's podcast, we should mention first of all that today is the great Lee Venn's birthday.
Oh, is it?
It is, and so we'd like to pay tribute to him, you know.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, he's a good lad, Lee. Yeah.
Top man. Right, well, we thought for today's podcast, since we're closing in on what would have been the start of TT 2020 on Sunday afternoon. Before we talk about our TT 2020 predictions, what we thought could have happened at the TT across all classes, and I think one of the big stories for me was Michael Dunlop on the Panigale Jim Cattie for the Paul Baird Motorsport team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Paul Baird's team, good team, yeah. Won races, won championships,
top team.
Won TTs with Ian Hutchinson a few years back.
Only won one TT, but yeah.
Well, won a TT, yeah. And of course, nobody needs explaining about Michael's capabilities. So, the weather prediction for this year's TT is absolutely off the Richter scale. It's fantastic, isn't it? And so they'll have got full practice in for the week, and with the team working together with Michael's determination and good liaising for doing setup, he'll have been had his head round that, and he'll have been on it.
I think he
had a good chance of winning.
If they got everything spot on, hit the sweet spot, I think, you know, by the end of race week, I think I predicted Michael would win the senior TT.
Yeah. I think it'd be very, very tight. Obviously, you've got to win it to win. Yeah. You know, you've got to finish to win it, but it'd have been a lot tighter, and you've got Dean in there as well.
Yeah, Dean Harris, I think it'd have been Lee Kawasaki, really. I know that'll be up there across all classes, but obviously, for Michael, for Dean, the one to be going into TT 2020, no question would have been Peter Rittman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Peter Rittman, he sees them in front of him on the road, he'll be snapping at the reels all the bloody time anyhow. So, and then also you've got John.
Now John's back on the Kawasaki John's, machinery.
John's getting older, as we all are, but he's on the Kawasaki, and John knows the track better than anybody, I think, that's actually competing at this present moment in time.
Great.
So I don't know if he'd win it. But
I think there's all high PB that time.
Yeah, there is that, yeah.
And I think the same goes for Ian Hutchinson back to Taz Racing.
Yeah, well, that's a strange one, that, isn't it? He's a bit off the radar at the moment, not wrong with that. It's his leg, in it. And he's back with Taz. But they aren't as big a team as there was last time he rode for them.
No, well, they're not the official BMW team now for the roads. They are still for BSP, but for the roads at Smith Racing. Yeah. So.
But then again, the man's won lots of TTs, you know, you can't underestimate.
I think the reason he's
a very determined person as well, isn't he? 100%.
The reason I predicted him to be on for podium finishes potentially was just simply for the amount of lap time he's undertaken in Spain over the winter. I mean, that much track time, so that's what happened in 2015. You know, it'd have been up there. I don't think he'd have beat the likes of Hickman, Harris and Dunlop, for example. But I think, you know, he'd have been up there. And same obviously goes for Conor Cummins. Now, Conor Cummins has been the biggest threat in recent times to Dean Harrison and Peter Rittman.
Well, yeah, the thing that gets me about Conor is he doesn't do a lot of racing. But what racing he does is just there, isn't he? With him all the time.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if he does it. And I'm quite sure that if he did a lot more racing, it just give him that extra edge.
I think, you know, Conor Cummins is one of these racers I think a lot of, what would he do on a BMW?
You know what Conor Cummins reminds me of? What they call that, the lad who... used to race at the Ulster. Only raced at the Ulster and raced at the North West, but don't do the TT.
Christian Elkin.
Yeah. No, he only does...
Still does race at both.
Pardon?
Still does race at both the North West and the Ulster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he doesn't race anywhere else.
He races at Armagh.
Does he do Armagh? Yeah, but he doesn't do much, does he?
No, in comparison to...
To like Connor. Yeah.
But, and I think one of... I mean... other front runners potentially for the TT. I mean, the Rich Energy OMG team, brand new team to the paddock, but with two proven front runners, Dave Johnson and James Hillier.
Well, that's team has to be proven though on the roads. I mean, they're sort of established in BSB even after they've only been two or three seasons, aren't they? Not even that, I don't think.
Well, they're definitely under four seasons.
Yeah. So, but it's good for the TT.
It's good for road racing because
you've got a BSB team doing the roads, and I'm all for that because that's what we want.
I mean, James Hillier sounded confident ahead of the TT this year. The team's going to be built around him, and obviously a big change for him after 10 years with the Bournemouth
Cowboys. That's quite unheard of. Is somebody being at a team for such a long time seeing that John Mack was at Honda
was at Honda for nearly 20 years.
Yeah. But apart from that, most
yeah, it's usually out. The odd change. And
yeah, I mean, how long's Dean been at Silicon now?
Is this four years? Yeah, he's approaching 5 years.
Yeah, so he's obviously quite happy where he is, isn't he?
It's under contract for 2021 as well.
Yeah, because I would have thought he'd have been offered a ride with the other teams as well.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
I wouldn't have very much of a surprise. So he's got, isn't he?
And speaking of, of course, we're going to the TT. Oh, Davey Todd back with, new signing from the Racing, great new talent, and he's achieved so much. But it's amazing what he's achieved over the last 2 and a bit years. I mean, they only started road racing in 2017, at Skerries.
Yeah, because we first met him at Scabby, didn't we? He's the next generation TT winner, isn't he?
Yeah,
definitely.
And he's got a very high profile teammate, he would have for this year's TT. Very high profile newcomer, Glenn Irwin, four times Northwest 200 winner.
Yeah, I think he'll learn a lot off Davey, because Davey's quite laid back. He's not loud, is he?
No.
And then and Glenn is quite a level-headed sort of guy. He's going to learn it the proper way, and his father will obviously.
He'll
keep him straight.
But I think Glenn, you know, the TT this year, I think I predicted a bit of certain lap time. I'm not going to say what lap time, but I think it'd have gone a lot better, I think, than what people expect. I think, especially if the weather was. That's always the key for the Newcomb. As long as the weather's good, the more track time, the more.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that's stating the obvious.
But I mean, he would have been across there this year.
Yeah.
You know, in his own time, riding round on a road bike, wouldn't he?
Oh, he has been beforehand, the classic TT last year, he did a demo lap on the BMW.
Yeah, but I meant going round doing lap after lap.
What else do we mention regards to TT 2020? Gary Johnson, Michael Rutter, Sam West.
Yeah.
New upcoming talent, and Derek Shales back with Penn's 13 BMW.
Yeah, well, there you got a multiple Irish champion.
Yeah.
Fans' favourite. Rode for the
John Burroughs team.
John Burroughs team, didn't he? Good team, good backup and everything. Been racing for quite a while as Derek, haven't he?
Made his debut at the Manx in 2009.
Yeah.
Obviously, his teammate last year, Tom Whedon, would have been with a new team for the TT, but not new to mountain course fans. Team Classic Suzuki entering the TT, running Tom Whedon and Joe Aykroyd.
Yeah, Joe Aykroyd. He was going to go to Australia, wasn't he? Joe Aykroyd.
He was. Yeah, that was before injuries and.
But
good to see a good team. But, you know.
Yeah, they're good at the Classic as well. They were.
Yes, I don't know if there was really going to be racing for them at the Classic.
Was there not?
Just on their modern Jesus 7000s.
They look good as well, weren't they, in the blue.
Oh, lovely colour scheme.
Blue and white leathers and that, it looked good.
And also got to mention.
The lightweight, haven't we?
The lightweight, yes.
No, that's going to be the most competitive TT out of the world.
Speaking of the lightweight, obviously, Jamie Cowell was my tip to win it. Obviously, would be in the four-stroke classes with Prez Racing. He's gone from strength to strength in recent times. Last year, unquestionably, he had, for me, his best season on the roads.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got young Jim Hand. He's on the pattern, Team ILR.
Matt Coverdale supported.
Yeah, Matt Coverdale's bike. And he fancies his chances on that. His best chances.
I think there'll be potential for at least the top six or a better.
So I think that'll be the tightest races, them two races. There's two, isn't he?
One.
It's two 600 races, yes, that there is.
Yeah, Rob Hodgson, I think he'd have been up there on the lightweight, obviously. I think Dave O. Johnson had the lightweight ride as well. Peter Rickman on the Norton. Yeah. Been interesting.
And
Ryan
Farquhar, who's had two or three rides.
Yes, he does. I'm not sure they've been racing for him at the I think Jeremy McWilliams was back with him for the North West, but I'm not sure regarding the team. Lee Johnson might have been, I'm not sure. But he always has at least two top runners there. Looking to the sidecar class, well, I think you can't look past the Birchills.
But no, I suppose not. There's quite a few teams in that. I mean, Molly's been a bit unlucky, hasn't he? And so has Tim Reeves. Breaking down. They don't do it on purpose,
because the engineering of the sidecars, it's so fine-tuned. Everything's got to be right for those three laps. But as I say, Molly with Mark Wilkes this year, you got Tim Reeves with a still to be announced passenger, would have been for TT 2020. The Founds brothers, Alan and Pete. What else have we got? John Oldham and Lee Kane, been recent times the biggest threats to the Birchills.
You've got the Crowe brothers.
And the Crowe brothers, Ryan and Callum.
No, they're the biggest new fresh input into sidecar pure road racing, aren't they? Definitely. There was last year.
Mostly it's in the DNA with the dad.
Yeah, chip off the old block there.
I've got no doubt. I think in future times, if everything works out for him, they're going to be near the front soon, I think. Who else would they have been to look out for in the sidecar? It's Stella Bonds, been on good. You've got likes of Gary Bryan, we've got. And one of the lead newcomers, no question for me, would have been Lee Crawford, who we've seen victorious many times at Scarborough.
Yes. Yeah, and he's got his. His game plan's well laid out. He's not playing at it. He's deadly serious about doing it. And it'd be quite interesting to see what he did.
He'd go good at the team. We've seen him go good at the Southern as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've got to mention regarding the TT class, we can't forget the one and only Conrad Harrison.
Yeah.
I think he would have been back with Andy Winkle.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. Conrad, hasn't he? And of course, then we've got the two 600 super sport races.
Yeah, the 600 super sport races, I think, would they be more competitive than the lightweight? Possibly. It's so hard to call. I think it was going to be one of the six R6 Yamaha mountain races was going to win both races this year.
Right.
And for me, it would have been shared between Peter Rittman and James Hillier. That was my prediction.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can't rule out the likes of Michael, with Gary Johnson, Dino.
I quite fancy Dano
on the 600.
Mm.
The R6 though does seem the, but you're right. I mean, but the R6.
Oh, what was Lee going to be on then?
R6.
Yeah.
So that was the only map. Everybody else probably has got different predictions. I mean, there's tens of different predictions you could put for.
One thing
for sure, TT 2020, the racing would have been brilliant, but. So where it goes, we've got to look towards next year now.
Oh yeah, of course we have.
We've got to briefly mention as well the TT Zero class, which wouldn't have been running this year.
No, well that's, I think that's about right, because it was just a Mugen showpiece, wasn't it really?
Let's be honest,
yeah. I mean, Chad did mention in the paddock a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Mm.
It might as well just put a group of production electric bikes in and let people do what they want to do. That was a good idea that
a few tweaks to make to the class and hopefully make it more competitive and come back in the future bigger and better. Right, on to the news. Well, this week's news, the Cookstown 100 is still hoping to go ahead with obviously a number of restrictions. Obviously, there's been some negativity, varied viewpoints online, but I think one thing's for sure, you can't knock the organisers, they're trying the best they are in difficult circumstances to keep Irish road racing going in 2020.
Yeah, I think personally, this is my personal point of view, is that they've cancelled some of the races too soon.
Hmm.
That's only my point of view, and we're all into that as well, point of view.
Yep.
As regards the organisers wanting to run the Cookstown, if we get to stage 4 in the lockdown you know, releasing.
We should mention Tanvir Gaye's hoping to go ahead as well.
Yeah, and Tanvir Gaye as well. There's no reason why it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll have a knock-on thing to, obviously, to England and Roy Scotland and Wales. So
Aberdare Park, so...
Yeah, so, yeah, no, I'd send me off to them. Good luck to them.
Sammy, as I said it in an article recently, I think no matter what happens, you can't can eat nothing but praise on them. So
definitely.
No matter what happens, fingers crossed it does go ahead, but no matter what happens, full praise, 1,000,000% unanimous.
Yeah, because we know exactly, we've got an inkling into what goes on to putting a road racing meeting into place before riders are racing round. There's a lot that goes into it, and with all this lockdown, like malarkey and stuff, and negativity, you've got to just take you out of to the guys in Ireland who are trying to get that going again. Yeah.
There's hopefully going to be a brand new road race next year called the Bargeshire International Tourist Cup. It's located near the Mexico-America border.
Right.
I think it'll evoke memories of the Pan American road race from the early 50s, as long as it goes ahead. Organisers are hoping to run it in February, I believe 13th to 14th of February. Races who have expressed an interest have included Adam Bauer, Wade Boyd, like some pre-TT competitors, and their long-term TT competitor Eric Wilson, who competed at the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb for the first time last year.
Good,
positive. Races have been recently testing at the Red Bull Ring and at Mete. We've seen the likes of David Daxter in action, Julian Trummer, Laurent Hoffman, and obviously with the track days are reopened, there'll be the track day, I think, today at Cavill Park.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's all coming back.
It's... Said it slowly but surely, but we're steadily getting back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen recently the brand new TT locking feature brake cover. We're taking place on the TT website. A bunch of digital content from the June 6th of June to the 13th of June, including interviews, documentaries, and also a virtual TT supported by Motul, featuring 8 races, including David Tobb, Conor Cummings, and Peter Rick. What do you make of that?
Well, it's something for the
fans.
Yeah. At least they're putting something on, and I think it's all positive and good to Motul for sponsoring the event.
Speaking of the virtual events, there was a virtual style 300 Kerbs of Gustav Havel Horace road race virtual event on Facebook through the weekend. So as I say, it keeps the TT in the limelight, it keeps road racing in the limelight, and it's all positive.
Exactly.
Right, well, for this week's classic 10 question challenge, we thought we'd feature the fastest female racer in history at the TT, Jenny Tinmouth. Jenny's answers to the questions, remember these are from 2018, are as follows. Her favourite national roads meeting is the TT. Her favourite racing bike is her own superbike. And what's the best part of competing on the roads? And I love her answer here. It's like being able to be a hooligan on the road legally. TT Northwest 200 or Ulster Grand Prix, TT. Most respected rival, all of them respect everyone who's raced, they're all cool. Best roads moment thus far, last lap of the 2010 senior TT, when Jenny backed close to surpassing Carl Fogarty's previous lap record from 92, which stood for 7 years till 1999 when David Jeffries surpassed it. Question 7 is the one place or country in the world where you'd like to see a roads meeting held anywhere in the UK. More races the merrier. Fully agreed. Who's your road racing hero? All of them can't choose. All heroes again agreed. Super Sport or Superbike, and pole position or fastest lap. Right, a few facts. We're closing in on 31 years since Robert Dunlop claimed the Calgary Grand Prix honours for the first time. He's still the only member of the Dunlop family to win at the Cow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And 19 Super Twin competitors have surpassed the 115 miles per hour lap mark at the Ulster Grand Prix. Arvin Linton currently holds the lap record, having lapped over 120.4 mile an hour in 2017. Should mention Dan Cooper is the only other racer on the Super Twin to have lapped over 120 mile an hour at the Ulster Grand Prix.
Right.
That was in 2017 as well, in the same race.
Same
race. Right, on to the Bamboozler. Last week I asked a question, the Netherlands has had today 2 IRRC champions, can you name them? Yeah, Branko Asadinov, IRRC Superbike champion in 2012, and twice IRRC Supersport champion Joey Den Besten. Well, this week's bamboozle question is, which Northwest 200 winner claimed his only TT podium finish in the second Supersport race from 2005? And I should say as well, to those who are going to go via the TT database, if you want to make it more challenging, don't go via that and test your brain and test your knowledge.
That's it.
But
yeah, no fiddling.
Yeah. So hope you've all enjoyed the podcast. Is there anything else we should mention regarding TT 2020?
Well, what is it to say really?
I'm just
gutted out. Yeah. We won't be getting on the ferry with everybody else like.
But
hey ho.
Lots up to 2021 now, and hopefully some road racing happening this year. And
I'm getting really positive about it now.
Same here, and all's left to say is keep going, keep positive.
Yeah, and get the Ambrose layer on because it's nice and sunny now.
It is. Weather's brilliant at the moment. And this has been the Road Racing News Podcast.
Yeah. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.